הנה, עד כמה שיודע כל אב וכל מלמד. Behold, as far as each parent or each educator knows, שבניהם ותלמידיהם הקטנים אשר לפניהם, that their child or their disciple, that is a minor, that is before them, לא יישארו בקטנותם, they're not going to remain a minor, רק יגדלו, they will grow, ויהיו לאנשים גדולים בשנים, and they'll become mature adults. אפשר גם גדולים בתורה ועבודה, could be the, they won't become only big in years, they'll also become big in Torah and in the service of Hashem. מכל מקום, ישנם אשר תכליתם רק מה שנגד עיניהם. Nonetheless, you have those educators whose goal is just what they see before them, the child that is here. וכיוון שרק נערים נגדם, and being that all they see are the lads, לכן רק לחנך אותם לנערים טובים מטרתם. So then their sole goal is to make them into good lads. ותורה ויראה, and when they teach them they educate them in Torah and to being a God-fearing person, just a second, sorry. רק כערך ילדותם, only in accordance with the value that they can get in, the amount that they can get into a child, רצונם להכניס אל קרבם, that's all they want to implant in them, ודי להם, and they feel fine with that. אבל מלמד ואב כזה, but an educator or a parent like that, חוטא הוא נגד השם ועמו, he is sinning opposite Hashem and his nation. צריך המלמד והאב לדעת, the educator and parent have to know, שאת בני השם וגידולי ישראל עליהם לחנך ולגדל ולגלות. That they are educating and uncovering the sons of God, the great people of Israel. ואת הנערים אשר לפניהם, and the lads that are sitting before them, יראו, they have to view as לנשמות גדולות, great souls, אשר עודן באיבן, that are just beginning to flourish. ועליהם להצמיחם ולהפריחן, and they, as a parent or as an educator, have to help that neshama grow and flourish. גנן הוא בגן השם, he is a gardener in the garden of God, לעובדה ולשמרה, to work it and to watch it. ואף אם יראה בהם נערים, and even if among the students he sees some lads, אשר לפי הכרתו, that according to his experience, מראי נפש הם, they're depressed, ומראות רעות להם, and they're overtaken with melancholy. ידע שזה טבע של גרעיני הנשמות ובוסר המלאכים. He has to know that this is the nature of the seed of the neshama, and this is like a malach that went sour. Marim hem bechanitatam, it's only a sour grape in as much as it is a grape that has not yet flourished. And therefore, when you take a grape and it's just beginning to become a fruit, initially it's bitter. Umle'im asis begadlutam. But when it completely ripens, then it becomes a luscious grape. So too this child that right now seems like he's depressed, seems like he's bitter. So, yeah, it's because he's a child. He hasn't yet ripened. אין מידה וטבע רע בהחלט בילד ישראל. There is no trait or nature that is completely bad when we speak about a Jewish child. הורונו קדושי ישראל, הבעל שם טוב והתלמידיו אחריו זצן. This is what we've been taught by the holy ones of Israel, the Baal Shem Tov and his students following him. There's no such thing as a child that is completely bad. רק שצריכים לדעת, only we have to know, איך לשמש בהם. How to deal with them, ולגדלם and to make them grow. למשל, for example, אם יש לפניו תלמיד במידת הקשנות שהיא רעה, if he has before him a student that has the trait of stubbornness, which is a bad trait, וסובל המלמד ממנו הרבה, and the educator is suffering a lot from him, יתבונן, he should take note, והיה כאשר יגדל, as the child grows, ויקבל עול תורה ועבודת השם, and he accepts the yoke of the Torah and the service of Hashem, כמה תהיה כל עבודתו בהקשנות ובמסירות נפש. That same stubbornness will be a stubbornness in the service of Hashem. Look at how stubborn he'll be to maintain the service of Hashem. Look at how much he'll give everything for that. לא קל ולא הפכפך יהיה. He won't be a light-headed one. He won't be a person that keeps switching what he's doing in life. איש ישראל כמו שדורש המדרש יהיה he will be a man of Israel, like the Midrash says. Im ma'amid dvarim kachoma. He could be a great man in Israel when he stands up like a wall to stand up for what's right. Here you have a potential for that. So you see the stubbornness in the child as a child, and as a child, as an educator, it gets in your way. But you have to know that if you only help him grow correctly, then that same stubbornness will be an asset. B'chol divrei avodah, a person who is stubborn like a wool, so in everything in his service of Hashem, yiyeh chazak kechoma b'tzura, he'll be strong like a fortified wool. V'im yireh talmid b'midat hakas, or if the educator sees a student who has the trait of anger, hen emet she'beofen ze she'anar meshamesh ata b'midat kaso ra'a hi ad me'od. Truthfully, the way the child is using now that trait of anger, now it's very bad. Aval ha'im bishvil ze, but do we say that because of this, yicholim nachlit alav, we could decide about him, lomar, to say about him, shoresh porei rosh v'la'anabo, he has a root that's going to flourish ultimately to be bitter grasses, poisonous grasses. Namuch v'goro betivo, oh how lowly he is in his nature. Haim lo nesachek anu al shote sheshama et teilata etrog. Wouldn't we laugh at some fool who heard what a beautiful esrog, what a beautiful tree the citron is? V'chataf le'echol zera garin, and he grabbed to eat the seed of the esrog. O bosom mimenu, or he took an esrog when it wasn't yet ripe. V'yitzak v'yolel alav le'mor, and then he looks and he yells and he looks at the fruit and he says, pri mar v'arsiwa etrog. Look at what a bitter and poisonous fruit is this esrog. V'ayim yicholim nisher merosh. Could we estimate in advance at godel ha-toelet asher yachol ha-mnael v'ha-mchanech lo-tzi min ra'at kasa kasan? Could we estimate how much use and how much growth a good educator, a good principal could get out of a child who has this bad trait of anger? Kasher yachdor el kirbo, when he does manage to enter inside this child, ve'ikalveu, and he'll bring him close, ve'alhiv et libo, and he'll get him aroused, he'll get him excited, v'nafsho, sheyum surim l'ashem, he'll get him excited about being a person who's dedicated to God. Le'eshel mala yitapech kaso, then his anger becomes a heavenly fire. Kol ma'aseh avodah asher ya'aseh, any action of the service of Hashem that he does, kiracha le'esh yitla'avu, it's like coals that are burning up. He's going to be a firesome individual, but in a positive way. V'chol diburav asher yidaber l'ashem b'torah b'tfilah, and everything that he speaks before God in Torah and prayer, b'kol chotzev la'avotesh yarim, his voice will be a voice of thundering fire. V'ayen b'perush harav zal al kigavna b'siduro v'ze l'shono. And look at the Rav's explanation on the prayer, kigavna, in his prayer. This is what he says. Hachamimut shebakas, that warmth which is in anger, shemistaef min hachamimut shebalev, that really is an offshoot of the warmth of the heart. V'chol adam haratchan b'tivo, and any person who is a person that gets angry in his nature, alul teva levavo leitlahev berishpe esha tshuka, then the nature of his heart is more inclined to become aroused and excited in the fire of holiness, the holy fire of desire to being close to God. Ayen sham, see further over there in the Siddur. Mikol sheken, certainly, כאשר ימצא איש כזה בקרב גופו ונפשו, איזה שמץ וכתם, when a person like this sees in himself some kind of blemish, כמה כעס וחמא יתמלא, how much anger, how much wrath will fill him, את יצרו הטוב ירגיז, he will arouse his good desire, ואת הרע מקרבו ישליך, and the bad desire he will remove from within him, אף ישמיד, he will even annihilate it, ואם את זולתו ייסר, and if he afflicts his fellow men, ועל נמיכותו על פניו יוכיח, and he rebukes him for his lowliness, לא יזלזל ולא יחרף, רק דיבורים פשוטים ידבר. He won't disgrace him, he won't curse him out, he'll speak simply. אבל דיבורים אשר כיורה קלחת ירותחו, but he'll be able to speak and help his fellow men and tell him how to be a better person, because his speech will be like a vat that's that's bubbling, v'chayam zo'ef mikirbo yishtofu, and it'll be like a sea that's up at arms and flowing out of him. So on the one hand, he'll speak gently to his fellow man, but on the other hand, the words will have such meaning because they stem from that holy anger that's within him. V'gam nishmat zulato, and he will be able to even affect the neshama of his fellow man, kol choli v'chetem yimasu v'yaku, and be able to take any illness, any blemish, and melt it, and help the person remove it from within himself. So he's saying, you see, every trait has potential. The child with the worst traits, if you look at him, and remember that there's no such thing as a child that is completely bad. He has traits that have to be developed. It's something which isn't yet ripe. It's like a fruit that's not yet ripe. And if you help him develop it, then those same things which right now look like they're detriments will become assets, and that child could be a great person as he grows. The key, he said, was that when we educate him, we don't view him in the moment, but rather we view him as one who is still going to grow to a mature adult. And the question is, how can we help bring out the potential that is within him, so that when he is an adult, he will be a great and positive and contributing adult within the Jewish people.